Blog Talk Radio.
Lord of the praise.
Only you, Jesus. Only you, Lord. We stand in awe of you tonight, oh God. Every promise that you said, every promise that you made to us, we receive. Only you can do it. Only your word is unconditional. Only your love, only your love never fails. Only you, Lord. Of awe. Lord, I repent. I've used that word awesome to describe so many things. My favorite football team, my favorite pizza, somebody's suit or outfit or car. And then I come into your presence and sometimes I've run out of words. And even though right now, Lord, I feel very, 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 very speechless, I stand in awe of you. Lord, resensitize my heart to look at you and just gasp, lose my breath practically. Let me feel again, Lord. Let me see. Even just a glimpse of your glory, even just a flash of never be the same. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. Exalted high upon the words above the people of the earth. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. And I'll never be the same. You take my breath away. Oh Lord.
God bless you and welcome to Favor Factor Radio. This is your host, your boy, your prophet, overseer, Prophet Charles Briggs. What a joy and what an honor it is to be able to share with all of you tonight who have joined us for Faith for Breakthrough Tuesday here on Favor Factor Radio. It is my pleasure to bring the word of the Lord to you, to bring life to you, to bring you to this place called Breakthrough. I'm excited about what the Lord is getting ready to do. I'm more excited that God is still on the throne and he's yet working it out for you. If you are going to be in the Greensboro, High Point, surrounding areas on this coming Saturday, we are asking you to meet us for the relaunch of Elder Lolita Cright and the Open Door Fellowship Ministries for their prayer breakfast beginning at 10 a.m. This is a free event. It is happening at 10 a.m. this coming Saturday, 10 a.m., April the 25th at 3308 Isler Street, Greensboro, North Carolina, at the Comfort Suites. We are asking you all to come out. The guest speaker is going to be our very own Pastor Dixon, Elder Altron Slade, who is going to bring forth a word that shall bless your life, that shall bless the people of God's life. You do not want to miss it, as God is going to sit in that place and speak a word into our spirit. So don't you miss it. Don't you miss it. And then that evening, that same evening, at 6:30 p.m., we are traveling to Junction Boulevard in the city of Garner, Raleigh, North Carolina, for a prophetic encounter there. Amen. The guest speaker is going to be none other than Pastor Hubert Staggers, Holy Ghost Tabernacle, Fremont, North Carolina. You do not want to miss it. This is hosted by Elder Pastor Designate Altron Slade and Passion for More Ministries. So don't you dare miss this encounter. The Lord is going to bless us this weekend, and I'm excited about what he's going to do and what he's going to say. We have so many great things coming up. I cannot begin to name them all. So I ask that you would continue to keep a watch on our Facebook page, PCB Ministries, here on Facebook, or visit our website, www.pcbministries.com. It is Breakthrough Tuesday, and tonight we are sowing that breakthrough seed of $20.15. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. $20.15, our breakthrough seed for tonight. Let me tell you why you need to sow this. We on yesterday, we were was it yesterday? Yes, yesterday I received a phone call from someone who received unexpected money in their account. Hallelujah! And they just believe that it was from the seed that they had just sown from this past weekend. So guess what? You cannot afford not to sow. There is a seed that you must get in the ground that's going to speed up your breakthrough, that's going to speed up what God is getting ready to do in your life. This is your moment. Don't miss it. Don't let people tell you that it's not time to sow, that you shouldn't sow. Honey, listen, if they want to stay broke, let them stay broke. If they want to stay sick, let them stay sick. Hallelujah. But I just believe that when you sacrifice and when you give God your best, he is going to give you the best that he has for you. Guess what? Your best is stored up in heaven, but something that you sacrifice tonight is going to cause heaven to unlock for you. Glory to God. So I'm excited about your breakthrough tonight. I'm excited about what God is going to do in your life. This is not just another moment, but this is the moment. This is your moment. This is your moment. You are about to make history. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're about to come out of this place called lack. You're about to come out of this sickness. You're about to come out of this place called depression. You are about to receive your breakthrough. This is it. Hallelujah. And I wish that somebody would get that in their spirit, that this is it. God is not going to pass you by. Hallelujah. He's not going to pass you by. I'm excited about what's about to happen. I just believe that God in these next 30 minutes is going to speak a word that's going to penetrate into your soul, penetrate into your mind to help you to understand. As I was praying before this, before the call tonight, as I was praying before the show, sometimes you have to release yourself of all distractions. That means turn your phone off. Amen. Whatever is distracting you from hearing God, whatever is distracting you from feeling the presence of God, you need to get rid of distractions. And so I begin to turn off my phone. I begin to just meditate on the Lord. I laid up here on in my prayer room on the floor, and I begin to hear the Holy Ghost. And the Lord began to tell me that this is preparation time. He said it's time for you to prepare because your breakthrough is on its way. And I begin to give God glory. I begin to give God praise in my soul, in my spirit, because nobody has to come and prophesy to me. I don't need another word. I receive the word from headquarters tonight to prepare myself because my breakthrough was on its way. And he sent a messenger to tell you tonight to prepare yourself because your breakthrough is on the way. Listen, I want you to understand something, that tonight is just not just an ordinary night. We cannot just think of it as just another Breakthrough Tuesday, but this is the Breakthrough Tuesday that you're going to receive your breakthrough on. My God, the Lord blessed me so tremendously about a week ago, even when he gave me my car. Yes, I praise God and I give him glory, but God said that there's something else that's on the way. Don't you know that God will cause the heavens, hallelujah, to shake? He will cause the foundations of the earth to shake until what you need falls in your lap. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you that it's coming straight for the righteous. Those who have been praying earnestly, those who have been on the throne, those who have been on the wall, those who have had their face to the floor, those who have been sacrificing seed, those of you who have been praising him harder, even in the midst of the pressure, those of you who have been worshiping, even when you did not feel like it, I'm telling you that your miracle, your breakthrough, your blessing is on the way. You got to make up in your mind, hallelujah, that no matter what comes, comes, no matter what goes, no matter who comes, and no matter who goes, God is not going to pass you by. This is not the hour where he passes you by, but this is the hour he pulls in your driveway, he pulls in your garage, he sits in your living room and lets you know that he is there. I want you to know that no matter what you're facing tonight, no matter what you're going through right now, I see the tears rolling down your face already. I can tell you that in the nick of time, God is getting ready to pull you out of the dungeon and bring you into a place, hallelujah, that you didn't even think that you would be able to sit in, that you would be able to be in. This is a moment where your ministry begins to get up off the ground, hallelujah, where your business begins to take off. I'm telling you, I'm prophesying to so many people. There are about 10 of you on the line tonight that will sow that $20.15. It's going to speed up your process. I don't want you to look at what you have. I don't want you to look at what's going on in your life, the circumstances. Don't you understand that we serve a God that's not concerned about our circumstances? He's concerned that if we praise him in the midst of our circumstances, he's going to turn it around for us. If we worship him right where we are, he's going to make us, he's going to give us a miracle. Hallelujah. He's going to turn our circumstances into victory. Hallelujah. Somebody is saying, I don't know if my circumstances are even turnable. I came to tell you today, tonight, this evening, on this Breakthrough Tuesday, that whatever you're facing, that we serve a God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And I am telling you that your flesh is not ready for what God's about to do in your spirit, man. Something that was in you that was telling you that this is it, that you might as well take your life, that it's over for me, that I cannot, that you ain't going to be able to do nothing, that you're too old. Hallelujah. I came to tell you that God is getting ready to raise you up from that place. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to sit you in a high place. Oh, my God. You're going to be able to wave to your enemies. Hallelujah. As you're passing them by, they thought they were doing something because they were looking down at you. But God's getting ready to flip the script. Hallelujah. And you're getting ready to be able to look down at the people that had there. They laughed in your face. They walked all over top of you. They mishandled your anointing. They mishandled your ministry. But God is getting ready to sit you in a high place. Hallelujah. I don't know about nobody else, but I am ready for what God is getting ready to do. Glory to God. You got to understand that a man's mind plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps and makes them sure. That's in the book of Proverbs, chapter 16 and verse 9. I'm going to say that one more time. A man's mind plans his way. What is your mind planning for you right now? What are you thinking right now? What is in your mind that is either pushing you to your purpose or pulling you from your purpose? Hallelujah. The Bible says the Lord directs his steps and makes them sure. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you better get ready for the sure thing. Come on here, somebody. Because God is getting ready to bring you into your sure thing. I just feel such an explosion. I feel such an excitement in the atmosphere. The enemy thought that he was going to bring you to this place for you to die. But God came to serve notice on the enemy today that this is your hour of breakthrough. Glory to God. I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I've learned how not to look at my present circumstances and make that my future outcome. But I've learned how to look at my circumstance and tell my circumstance, you can't prophesy my outcome. My outcome is I win. My outcome is I am victorious. No matter what the present circumstances is, I don't care if you're in the negative. Hallelujah. That is not your outcome. Your outcome is you have more than enough. Glory to God. I don't care if you're aching in your body right now. Your present circumstances may be telling you that you're sick, but your outcome is that you are healed. Hallelujah. I don't care what it looks like in your family. Hallelujah. All chaos and all hell has broken loose. But I came to tell you that your outcome is that there shall be peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know who on the line is praying for a child. Hallelujah. And it seems like that child just becomes more unruly. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that unruly might be the present circumstance. Glory to God. But the outcome is salvation. Hallelujah. Is yours. Glory to God. I feel, hallelujah, that God's getting ready to break out and break you for somebody. I want you to understand that you got to come out of your feelings and out of your emotions the moment that you cannot. He come on show, glory to God. When you begin to come out of your emotions and out of your feelings, then God will begin to allow you to operate and move in your faith. You got to understand tonight that just because God has not brought you your breakthrough, hallelujah, and because you sit in the corner and pout because things are not going your way, he's not concerned about whether we are frowning or not. He's concerned about our faith level. He's concerned about our praise activity. Come on here. He's concerned about our worship moments with him. Can you still praise him in the middle of it? Can you worship him when you don't see a way? Hallelujah. Can you still believe him for faith even though your feelings have been hurt? My God, is there anybody that says that tonight is the night that I loose my feelings and activate my faith? My Shanda Hosea. Hallelujah. I believe tonight that God is getting ready to release angels on assignment for you on your behalf. He didn't already heard your cry. He said, because when the righteous cry, I shall hear their cry. This is a moment for you tonight that God is speaking, and he's not speaking in a foreign language, but he's speaking to the mouthpiece of the prophet tonight, and he's telling the prophet to tell them that there is a way that seems right to man and appears straight before him, but at the end of its way, oh, hallelujah, that there is something that God is getting ready to do quickly, hallelujah, according to our desires. But he does have an appointed time, and it will be the right time. In other words, God has an appointment with your circumstances, with your breakthrough, and with your answered prayer. Mando Sha. Hallelujah. I was reading something a while ago, and it made sense to me, and it began to talk about someone making an appointment. Suppose you make an appointment at the doctor for 12:45, 11:45 on a certain day, and you've had that appointment for a long time and been waiting for it. And so if you show up at the doctor's office at 9 a.m. after you've made it at about 11:45, it wouldn't matter how frustrated you got. You would still have to wait for your appointment until your appointment time. The Bible says in Acts 1, 6, and 7 that some of the disciples said to Jesus, Lord, is this the time when you will reestablish the kingdom and restore it to Israel? In other words, they were saying, Jesus, tell us when you're going to come back. We want to know when these things are going to happen. And Jesus said to them, it is not for you to know the appointed time. Only God knows the appointed time. So if only God knows the appointed time, and if we believe he loves us, then why can't we believe that at the appointed time, we're going to get our breakthrough? We can prove that we trust God by enjoying our lives and being peaceful while we wait. You've got to wait. God has an appointment with your breakthrough. Oh, God, I'm about to run up out of here. I said that God has an appointment with your breakthrough, and the prescription that he's given you tonight is to be patient and wait. I'm telling you that those of you who have been waiting patiently, your appointed time is about to come to an end. That means that God is getting ready to show up in a way that you didn't think he was coming. Hallelujah. Sometime when you get to the doctor's office and when you get to the places where you have an appointment, and I know that you're scheduled, hallelujah, at 11:45, and so you show up at about 10:30, or you show up at about 11 o'clock, hallelujah, and you think you're going to have to wait a long time, but God will speed up the process. And so because you decided to show up early, guess what? God decides to show up early. He allows them to call you back earlier, hallelujah, and I'm telling you that I hear an early call right now. I hear the Lord calling somebody's name right now and saying, come get your breakthrough. Hallelujah. 919, come get your breakthrough. 678, come get your breakthrough. 336, come and get your breakthrough. 410, come get your breakthrough. Hallelujah. I'm telling you that this is the hour of progressive living, that God is about to allow us to live progressively. That means that we shall not be slothful in this season or the next. Hallelujah. That God, in all of his ways, is getting ready to acknowledge us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we are acknowledging him. Even in the midst of this thing, come on here, somebody. Even in the midst of this thing called not understanding, or in the midst of this thing called depression, in the midst of this thing called worrying, in the midst of this thing called frustration, hallelujah, God is getting ready to cause us to live progressively. I feel such in a progressive living spirit, hallelujah, that there shall be no holdbacks, that there shall be no setbacks. Come on, somebody, that there shall be no more delays, hallelujah. I am in expectancy of what the Lord is getting ready to deliver unto me. And if you can't get in expectancy, then don't expect God to bring you anything. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I've been expecting him for 5 months. Well, honey, we expect the mothers have an expectancy for 9 months. Hallelujah. But sooner or later, they begin to give birth. I'm trying to tell you that I don't care how long you've been expecting, that God is getting ready to allow delivery to take place. Hallelujah. Every time God is ready to bring us higher, there's going to be a new opposition that comes against us. It could be something that we've dealt with in the past that comes back against us in a stronger way than before, or something new that we've never dealt with. But if we plan to progress in life, we need to know that there is a price to pay. It is a price to pay for this purpose that you have in life. It is a price to pay for this breakthrough that is coming in the next 72 hours. Yep, I said 72 hours. It is a price to pay. Hando Shama Handi Asiya, for what God is getting ready to bring to some of you by the end of this week. I'm a firm believer that there is something coming, and this something that is coming is greater than what has already happened. I want you to understand tonight that God has not forgot about you, your petition, the thing that you put before him in. I'm telling you that he's going to make those things up to you. Hallelujah. People have to lie on you. People have to scandalize your name. People have to bring mockery against your ministry. Hallelujah. In order for this particular miracle to come. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 9. The Apostle Paul tells us that with the new opportunity to bless more people, there also comes much opposition and many enemies to come against it. But 1 John 4 and 4 tells us that he who lives in you is greater, mightier than he who is in the world. We don't need to be afraid of facing opposition. Hallelujah. When change begins to bring opposition, when you and I say to God, change me, we better know what we're saying, because we are not just going to wake up different the next morning. Instead, God is going to give us an opportunity through opposition. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to say that one more time. I said that God is getting ready to give us an opportunity through opposition. That means that this trial is destined for you to go through, that you're not going to die in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God to grow as we change. If we tell God we want to change in our love walk, then we can count on him putting someone in front of us that's hard to love. My God, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, the Bible tells us in James, it tells us that tells us how important it is to have patience. Glory to God. When we're changing and facing opposition, patience is a fruit of the Spirit that only develops and grows under trial. Hallelujah. And so some of us have not developed that fruit, and so he keeps putting us through the same trial to see if we're going to develop that same fruit. Hallelujah. And it's something that we need. James 1 and 4 says that when we have it, we're perfect, lacking nothing. However, there's just no way to get it without going through something to receive it. Hallelujah. That's a word for somebody right there. There's just no way for you to get this miracle without you going through something to receive it. It doesn't mean that we're all face that all we're going to face is opposition, but it does mean that along the way, the devil is going to try to stop us from having what God wants us to have or doing what God wants us to do. And if we really want to be victorious Christians who serve God and make a difference in the world, then we're going to have to go through some challenges. I think the absolute worst thing that we could do is look back on our lives and realize that we didn't choose to let God work through us to bless other people. You've got to be determined, my God. And so as God works through us, he encourages us to be steadfast. The Bible says, he commands you, be steadfast and unmovable. Glory to God. But he encourages us to be steadfast, stable, and determined to never give up. We need to make up our minds that we'll never give up when facing opposition. We may not hit it right every time or the first time, but we don't quit. I'm not talking to quitters on this line. I'm not talking to quitters that are listening via the internet, but I'm talking to people that always win. Have you ever been around people who have so much going for them, yet don't do anything with their life? Then there are there's some unsure who don't have much at all going for them, and they end up doing great things. It's really not about natural gifting and talent. It's really about being determined to do something with what we do have. Remember, it's not about what we don't have. It's about being determined to never, ever, ever give up. Hallelujah. There's a songwriter, which, as a matter of fact, is my cousin by the name of Betty Wright, who sings the song, No Pain, No Gain. And so the Word of God tells us that God wants us to be blessed. He wants us to prosper. Hallelujah. To do this, we need to find out what the guidelines and the spiritual laws are that lead to prosperity and blessing. And there's one thing that stands between knowing and doing. I'm going to say it again. There's one thing that stands between knowing and doing, and that thing is pain. Pain is not just a physical or emotional thing. There is also the pain of obedience. For example, if we hear about giving, come on, we're going to get quiet right here. Yep, the church got quiet. Glory to God. If we hear about giving and then we go home and God puts in our heart to give away a favorite possession, my Lord, hallelujah, we're going to feel some pain. Our flesh is not going to cheer us on. How about the pain of forgiving someone or not getting back at someone who has hurt us? We could talk for hours about being submissive to authority and wouldn't feel any pain, but wait until the first time someone tells us to do something and we don't want to do it. The Bible talks about those who progress and those who don't. It talks about the Word of God being sown like a seed into different types of hearts. Some people are fine. They hear the Word, receive it with joy and all excited, until they receive some opposition. It's the same thing when it comes to progress. Hallelujah. Why do us progress? Why do people that do keep going? Why do people that do, that put action to what they're thinking, that put action to what they're speaking, why is it that they progress? I'm glad you asked me, because I'm going to tell you. Talking about doing something is easy, but just hearing about it is not going to change our lives. It's doing the Word. It's living it out day by day that brings progression in our lives. It's not just enough to hop on Favor Factor Radio on Mondays at 8 o'clock, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m., and you feel a thrill for an hour. But after that hour, you got at least 23 more hours to live what you just heard. Sometimes we don't put into activation what we're thinking and what we're speaking out of our mouths. But the moment that you begin to activate what you speak is the moment that God begins to release what you've been speaking and thinking. That's called manifestation. And many of us are holding up manifestation because we're not putting anything to action. If you want a business, that means that you have to invest. Sometime when we get to church and the Lord begins to speak to our hearts concerning giving, stop telling people that you're going to be a millionaire. Stop telling people that you're going to be debt-free. The only way God can trust you with millions is if he can trust you with a sacrifice. The only way that God can bring you out from debt is if there is a seed that's been sown that says that this seed is from my debt cancellation. I want to talk to about 10 of you who think that the only thing that you're required to do is to sow your tithe and your offering. The place where pain becomes one of our oppositions is when we're faced with something and we have a bill that's due, and God is saying, but I need you to sow that $100. I need you to sow that $500. And we're sitting on our seed of release, and God is saying to us, I'm not releasing anything, because that's as stingy as you are. You want a breakthrough, but you don't want to give me anything. And so we go back to our seats after we planted our $1.25. Now hear me and hear me well, because if that's all you have, then I'm not talking to you. But I'm talking to the people that say that I got deals that are due. God knows and understands. I want to testify to you for a moment, because I was faced with something just before I got my car, and the Lord began to speak to me. But God spoke to me in Georgia, and he said, Briggs, I need you to give $100. And I said, Lord, I really don't have it. I have it, but I don't have it. I need it for something. And the Lord told me on that Friday, he said that if you would give the $100 tonight, by Monday, I'll give you your car. And I have witnesses. My bishop was sitting in the midst of the service. Pastor Stephanie was sitting in the midst of the service. some others from PCBM, and from Raleigh were sitting in the midst of the service. And so without question, God, I gave the $100. The very next day, my God, I feel another one. I feel another move. I feel another by Monday anointing. The very next day, after the Lord taught me to give, he spoke to me, and the Lord said, I'm getting ready to work. And about 20 minutes later, my phone began to ring, and people were calling me saying that I have this amount of money for you to go and get your car. They already told me at the car lot what I was going to need down on my shop. But I received a phone call from the car lot that said, son, we don't even need you to have that amount down. The CEO of the car lot told me to push the deal through. Hallelujah. My mind went back to that Friday night, and I began to say, what if I had not have obeyed God? I would have been sitting in a place now, still twiddling my thumbs, still frustrated that I didn't have my own transportation, still giving the rental car people my money, and still complaining that I was only getting more in debt. But God began to speak to me, and when I got down to the place, favor just followed me all down there. It was one seed of obedience and sacrifice that the Lord began to speak to me and said, now, God, they're trying to give you this breakthrough, but some of us get so stingy that we miss the move and we miss the breakthrough. And so I'm telling you tonight that God is getting ready. He's ready. He's saying tonight that I'm seeing if I can trust you with what you have. Anybody ever felt like that all you had was just a little bit of crumbs in your pocket, a little bit of crumbs on your table, a little bit of crumbs in your refrigerator, and God was telling you to feed XYZ. I still need you to cook this meal and make sure that such and such have something to eat. And before you know it, when you look up, your cupboards are full. Your refrigerator is full. That's because God is saying, I'm not only trying to get you to stretch in your money, but I'm trying to get you to stretch in your life. And the moment that you begin to stretch in your life, God begins to take your life and flip it upside down. I want to tell somebody that you shall not be evicted, that you shall not lose your calm, that this is not the hour that God is going to take from your life, but this is the hour that God's getting ready to add to your life. I feel an addition that's getting ready to hit about 20 of you that are listening tonight. God's getting ready to add to your life. And so before I even close and get off this good line, I want to decree over your life that this is the moment and the hour, and I decree and declare that there shall be no spoilage, that everything that God is getting ready to bring you, you shall obtain it, you shall go for it, you shall have a double increase, you shall have a triple increase, not only in your house, not only in your pocket, but every time that you begin to call out one person's name to be saved in your family, I decree and declare that three will get saved. I'm telling you that this is the hour of breakthrough and release, that God is getting ready to not only give you a breakthrough, but those persons that are connected to you, those persons that are sitting, that are sitting in your living room with you right now, those persons that are surrounding you, I decree and declare that the moment that you begin to lift your hands and decree and declare breakthrough for your life, that breakthrough is going to hit them. I decree and declare breakthrough on your jobs. I decree and declare breakthrough in your bodies. That means that sickness has got to leave, that there shall be no manner of disease that shall be able to come to your bodies, that there shall be no disease that shall be able to hit your seed, that there shall be no disease to hit your family, that cancer is getting ready to dry up. I decree and declare HIV and AIDS has got to leave your bloodline. I decree and declare now that this is not only a season, but this is a year that you will experience God's abundance, his grace, his mercy, and his overflow. You better get ready for what God is getting ready to do. That this is the hour where God is getting ready to take nothing and put something to it and give you an expected end. I'm telling you that if you don't expect it, then God cannot do it. I simply need the people of God tonight to understand that you are headed something greater, that the place that you're in tonight, that you will be there no more. I prophesy you out of the dungeon and into your destiny. I prophesy you from lack and into your increase. I prophesy your family, that your family will no longer be in poverty, that they shall fulfill purpose and they shall have plenty. In the honorable son of Abiah, I decree and declare your businesses will not go under, but God is going to share it behind you. But tonight's breakthrough seed will cause your business to live again. You are not going to die, but you shall live. You are not going to be depressed, but your mind is already free. I speak the peace of God that shall surpass all understanding. I declare and declare over every leader, over every minister, over every evangelist and every elder, that the anointing that's on your life shall increase triple. That the moment that you get up and walk by people that are in wheelchairs, that they will get out of wheelchairs, that deaf ears will open up, that blinded eyes will be able to see again. I speak and declare now that everyone that's connected to your DNA, that God is sending a transfer while you're listening over that broadcast, that they're traveling to Tennessee, that is going to New York, that is going to Georgia. And every time that you begin to thank God tonight, that something supernatural is getting ready to happen in your family line. I speak the power of the blood now. I speak the power of increase. I speak on top on that. I bind homosexuality. I bind the spirit of lesbianism. It will not overtake your mind. It will not overtake your anointing. It will not overtake your household. I decree and declare that the spirit of alcoholism that is leaving your family line, I speak against it now. I decree and declare every drug addict that's connected to you, that salvation belongs to them. I speak now to every unborn talent, come alive now, be birthed now, in the men and the women of God. I decree and declare that you shall not die, your children won't die, your marriage won't fail, your desires shall come to life again. I decree and declare that you're going to dream again. I feel the power of the living God moving in your shekinaya. He cannot unshekin Hosea. I speak now that full-time jobs shall be a portion. He cannot understand. I bind all carnality. I bind your carnal minds. And I speak, God, that you will think on these things which are lovely. Think on these things which are pure. And God shall reward you for your thought process. If you can think that you are already delivered, I decree and declare that your thinking is about to cause manifestation to happen. I come now boldly and dismissing every demonic demon, every witch and every warlock, everything that came to eat up and steal your anointing and kill your ministry and kill your family and give you a heart attack and give you anxiety problems. I speak against it tonight, and I decree and declare that Satan will not be able to operate tonight during the third watch hour, because you've already sent warring angels to war on your behalf. I decree and declare that the blood be applied to your doorposts in the name of Jesus. Let your words be words of positiveness, no negativity to come out of your mouth. But every time you think on the goodness of Jesus, and every time that you begin to reflect on the things that he's already done, just remember that you've got another victory in your future. You've got another victory in your future. You've got another victory in your future. I feel a new me now. I feel a new me. Come on, soul. Oh, God is delivering right now. There is no more flesh on parade, but God sanctify us for real. real. Sanctify us for real. Use us for your glory. Get the glory out of our life. God, don't just give us a breakthrough in the natural, but give us a spiritual breakthrough. Give us a breakthrough in the spirit. Oh, my soul love you. My soul magnify you. Yes, Lord, and my soul says yes to you. Our soul says yes, Lord. 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 Oh, yes, Lord, to your will and to your way, yes, God. We shall obey you. La man shall be high. He did he speak and did he see? Oh, la man she called her. I bind every person that talks negative against you today. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. We speak against it. We come against it with the blood of Jesus. We need not to fight this battle. We need not to fight this battle because it's not ours. The battle belongs to you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you now. We praise you now for proving yourself to us. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we are expecting your testimony. Please, ma'am, please, sir, don't let it go by. We thank God that God delivered someone from the same thing that he delivered me from homosexuality, from struggling with that demon. Our noble Shatta, God still has real men and women out there who will stand and decree and declare that he is a deliverer, that he is a way maker. I even bind the struggle now. Somebody said, I've been delivered, but I still struggle. I bind your struggle now, that God will begin to take the taste away from you. Whatever your struggle is, man, whatever your struggle is, woman, I came to tell you that you can live freely. I came to tell you that you can live freely. I came to tell you that you can live free of your struggle. If he can deliver you, he can help you in your struggle, in the midst of it right now. I'm telling you that it is Sia. He did it, your son, it is Sia. He did it, your son. That God is pulling us to a place. He's pulling us to a place called holiness. Oh, my shatatata. Oh, my soul is leaping for what God is about to do in your lives, people of God. Holy Abashandai. I feel such an anointing tonight. Be encouraged, my sister. Be encouraged, my brother. The Lord is not thee. He's not going to leave you. Glory to God. Oh, my Shatai. Some of you are already sowing. Thank you. I speak over your seed now. I decree and declare that as they're sowing tonight, hallelujah, glory to the name of man, God, that you will cause this seed to break through. Oh, glory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now. PCBministries.com. Click on the donate button. Send your seed tonight. We're believing God for your breakthrough before midnight tonight. But if he doesn't do it by midnight, before the breaking of day, my God, I believe God for your miracle. Those of you here, come out of the Osea. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. My soul is rejoicing with those that do rejoice. This is your last broke moment. This is your last sick moment. This is your last depressed moment. Go ahead and cry now, because by this time tomorrow, you'll be rejoicing over what had you bound tonight. Oh, glory to God. We love you, Jesus. And we celebrate you for your awesomeness, just for who you are, not for what you do for us, not for the things that you've already done. But God, we want to praise you just because you're God. Hallelujah. And we give you all reverence. We celebrate you. You are our King. You are our Lord. You are our Redeemer. Hallelujah. And you still live it. And we celebrate you tonight in the name of Jesus. We pray you. We pray tonight that God is going to release your breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus. It's my prayer. May heaven smile on you. And until we meet again, remember, if no one else tells you that they believe in you, PCBM, we believe in you. God bless you, and receive your breakthrough tonight.